So with Parshas Chayisara, we really end the Torah's recount of Avraham Avinu. The three Parshas, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayisara, are the Parshas of Avraham. Told us it's really the Parsha of Yitzchak. And Vayetze, Vayishlach, Vayeshev are all the Parshas of Yaakov Avinu. So it's, in a way it's sad, we're leaving Avraham Avinu after three short weeks. And there was so much to learn from him, and the Ovis Bichlal and Sefer Bereishis Bichlal, but you know, such is the schedule of Kriyas HaTorah. The Pasuk says, at the time of Avraham Avinu's death, Vayigva Vayomas Avraham B'seva Tova Zokein V'Saveya Yomim Vayesef Alamov. So the Ramban over here says makes an interesting comment. Zokein sayomim shera kol mishalais liboy v'saveya b'chol toiva. Avraham Avinu died a satisfied person. Shera kol mishalais liboy. He saw everything that his heart desired. V'hu zokta Ramban v'hu siper chazdei Hashem b'tzadikim. This is the chesed that Rabbi Hashem does to tzaddikim, umida toiva bahem, and this is a common mida among the avos, shlo yisavu b'mois reis. They have no desire for anything that's a luxury, that's beyond what they need. Kenin shenemar tavas libo nosat aloi, v'loi kamo shenemar b'shar anoshim. And not like most of humanity, of which Shlomo HaMelech writes, Oyev Kesef, Leizba Kesef, you can never have enough money. Vomru boy ein odom, yetzim in oilam, v'chatzi tavaisa biyodai. Person, most people don't leave this world. They haven't achieved half of what they wanted. Yesh biyodai monev, misavala masayim. You have 100. You have 1 million, you want 2 million, you have 2 million, you want 4 million. Yesh b'yaday moneh, misavah l'masayim, hesigah yaday masayim, misavah l'aseis, arba meis, shenemar, oyev kesef l'yizba kesef. So Ramban is saying that this is the epitaph, the hesped that the Rebbeinu Shlom writes on Avraham Avinu. He was a zokin v'svayomim. He was satisfied. So Reb Simcha Zisel points out that if we had to write the hesped of Avraham Avinu, what would we write on his matzeva? What would our epitaph be? What would our hesped be? Avraham Avinu who passed the ten nisyonos, Avraham Avinu who withstood kivshan o'esh, Avraham Avinu which was brought monotheism to the world, Avraham Avinu, Hanefesh Asher Asa Bacharon. That's his resume. And yet, what does Rebbeinu Hashem write about Avraham? He was zokin v'svayomim. He was happy. He was satisfied. The Ramban says that that's how way tzaddikim are. They're happy with what they have. They don't need anything more than that. And that the Rebbeinu Shlom decides is the greatest thing that you can say about a person. The truth of the matter is, isn't that how we all want to die, leave this world? Zokein v'svayomim, satisfied. I got everything that I would ever want. What this is really about is that there is a prevalent attitude in our day and age, it's best expressed in a Yiddish expression called es kumpt mir, which means I deserve this. Es kumpt mir. You know, my parents, Aleihem HaShalom, who came to this country from Germany, basically with their shirts on their back, they had no great expectations of, I want this, I want that. Es kumpt mir. that generation, there was no such attitude of, you owe me. This is what I deserve. This is what's coming to me. By my generation already, it was less than that. And the zeitgeist today is, es kommt mir alles. Everybody owes me. The world owes me. God owes me. My parents owe me. Everything. Everybody owes me. That's not how a tzaddik looks at this world. You know, there's a incredible posuk and an incredible Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayemer Elchim Avroham Sara Yishtecha Lesikra Shema Saroi Ki Sara Shema. Uveirachti Eser V'gam Nesilcha Men Ben. You'll have a son from Sara. Uveirachti Avrohois L'goyim Alchei Amim Mimena Yatzehu. Avraham Avinu gets the besura that Sarah is going to have a son. Vayipol Avraham Alpona Vayitzchok Vayemer Belibay Halaven Me'o Shana Yivoleid. Sarah Habastishin Shana Teleid. Is it possible? And then Avraham Avinu says an amazing statement. Vayemer Avraham El Ho Elokim. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. Now what does that mean? So there is this incredible Rashi. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. Halavai sheyichya Yishmael, eini kedai lekabel matan schor kozeh. I don't deserve more. I have a Yishmael. Eini kedai. Now you want to give me a Yitzchak from Sarah, my beloved wife? Eini kedai lekabel matan schor kozeh. I'm not worthy. That's Avraham Avinu. That's Zochenu Sayomim. Be satisfied. You know how you die a satisfied person? By not expecting very much. And everything's a gift. And everything, the B'nai Shalom doesn't owe you a thing. Nobody owes you anything. And if you have that attitude, everything is gravy. That was Avraham's reaction. Eini kedai. I have so much. That's how a person leaves this world. Zokein svayomim, zokein v'saveya. And that, Ribbono Shel'Olam writes, is one of the greatest things, if not the greatest thing, that you can say about Avraham Avinu. He died, left this world a satisfied, happy person. You know, what would our attitude be if, after all these years, the Ribbono Shel'Olam says, okay, your wife's going to have a baby. It's about time. God, what took you? What took you so long? That's our attitude. It's about time. I've done so much for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, Nefesh HaShoras HaBecharon, Son of Sirenus. No, Eini Kedai, L'Kavo Matan Schor, Sohar. You know, Rameir Zlotowitz, with whom I had a relationship, once told me more than one time that at the end of his life, the Chafetz Chaim was overheard talking to himself. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you have given me the opportunity to write the Mishnah Berurah. What can I do for you? How can I pay you back for giving me the ability to write the Mishnah Berurah? If we would write a Mishnah Berurah, we would say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I made Aruch Haim accessible to everybody. I made your Torah accessible. Now what's in it for me? That was Chavetz Chaim's attitude. You gave You gave me the schus. You gave me the opportunity. How can I thank you? What can I do for you? And that's why I'm sure the Chofetz Chaim also died. Zaken v'svayomim.